talk about Noah.
Oh, yeah, the angels.
About the angels.
Yeah, I wanted to find out about that.
We got the same hours here.
Yes.
I was going to read the 6 and 5, what God said. He gives Genesis 6. You don't have to dwell on it. You're just going to read it.
Okay.
And when I read this, I want y'all to focus on the world today.
Okay.
When you listen to this, all right? I want you to focus on the world. On this untoward generation. Untoward generation means backwards.
Uh-huh.
The world is backwards. That the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Y'all hear that?
Yeah, that's all they thought of. They never thought of God.
Focus on the world today?
Yeah, that's all they are.
You focus on that?
Yeah.
Every thought of man is
God backwards. Isn't in any of their thoughts.
God was tired of it. He was, at that time,
he fed
was,
up.
He was ready to get rid of us then.
Yeah.
He said it right here in the 6th verse.
That's right.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth.
Ooh, that's sad. That's bad.
Yeah, that is so sad. And it grieved him at his heart.
Oh, boy.
And you know, the only thing that was so bad when God did this, he didn't have nobody to repent to. He didn't have nobody to turn to. He was just him by himself.
Yeah.
So he had to repent to himself that he made us. That's pretty bad. How do you think he feels now?
Oh man. Shaking his head.
He's mad.
Well, he's angry.
He got to be
obviously
upset.
Angry. Yeah, look at everything that's going on. Holy earthquakes.
He's got to be upset.
Yeah.
This is a million times worse.
Yeah.
Every thought of man. It said what? Every thought of man.
Continually.
All the day.
Thank you, Jesus. 7th verse said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. Let the beast alone, Lord. They didn't do nothing.
Yeah, their sin polluted them, though.
And the creeping things and fowls of the air. Well, he was just tired.
Yeah.
He repented. Huh?
Yeah.
Woo, that's... Oh, Lord.
You're ready to destroy the planet.
God at that time.
Yeah.
Right now,
he got fed up.
The world is what? The world is just
crazy.
Nobody want to speak to you. Scared to speak to somebody, huh?
Uh-huh.
How you doing today? They might turn around and shoot. Just say, I just say, hi, how you doing today? You know, they might not be feeling good and pull out a gun and shoot. That's how I feel, huh?
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
How the world is
today.
Go to the crosswalk. They're supposed to stop for you. Yeah. They don't stop for you no more. They get out the way.
Yeah.
Amen. Now watch them. They're not even paying attention.
The wickedness of man today is just bad.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's worse.
Right.
But this time, ain't nobody going to change his mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said he ain't going to be, ain't no Nora. Ain't no man on earth going to change my mind. When I get ready to destroy the earth, I'm going to do it.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Jesus. He put up with us for a long time, Ted.
That's right.
Those thousands of years, God put up with us.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years. He just put up with us every day. And Peter just had to say to the people, this is what you got to do. They said, what we do? I'm telling you what you got to do. Save yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You better learn about God and how to get saved.
Right.
If you fall in the water, but Ted, you're just going to go.
No.
You're going to swim.
You're going to fight.
You're going to learn how to swim. Learn how to swim. Yeah, I can't just sing.
Yeah, I can't swim.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the people, I can't swim. Come save me.
Yeah.
That's what it says. Save yourself.
Yes.
From this backwards, sick, world.
That's right.
The world is in a turmoil.
Terrible.
Everywhere.
Yes.
It ain't everywhere. Just us.
Everywhere.
You know, we used
all
to
over.
Be a respectable saved.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Go down in the water in Jesus' name. And we need to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to keep me safe for what's going on in the world.
Oh, yes.
every day, you know, pray, say a little prayer every day to God, mm-hmm. that God will protect you from all the stuff, you know, that's going on in the world today. I'm telling you, it's really bad, you know, the school shooting, people blowing up. The last person tried to blow up, people end up blowing up itself.
The bomb malfunctioned.
It didn't blow up.
It exploded up like he wanted it to. Yeah. It just messed him up.
He just messed up. He got it that time.
Lord took care of him.
Yeah, God does
took
it.
Took care of him. Sure did. Blew his stomach up. That was in where? England somewhere?
I haven't.
It was overseas somewhere.
Wow.
But you know, that just.
New York?
That was in New York.
Again?
That was in New York.
We just.
See how crazy it is?
Yeah. It's getting worse.
Blow yourself up to kill some more people. See how backwards that is?
It's stupid. It's just stupid.
Amen.
It's all stupid.
And, you know, we got a lot of those folks running around here.
Yeah.
You know, I told my daughter, don't be in the crowd. Don't be in the crowd. You know, just try to be out of the crowd if you can. Because they don't want to blow up one person.
They want you
to write a book about them. You know, this person right here did this. That's their glory.
Yeah.
I died because I killed 500 people.
Oh, wow.
So. That's all nuts. I had. That's it.
It's all right. That's a good message. Saving ourselves.
Yeah. What you going to do this week?
Save ourselves.
Save yourself.
Keep saving yourself.
Save yourself.
Save yourself and call on Jesus.
You going to call on who?
Call on Jesus.
Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Give me strength.
God, we're going to need it. Every day.
I know he was mad. Way back in Genesis, I know, like you said, Linda, he is upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's sit on the throne and going, look.
These people.
That's all he probably said.
That's right.
If it weren't for us.
It wasn't for us. There'd be real hell on earth.
You know, we the one that's keeping the world from being burned up.
Exactly.
Yeah, right now.
Exactly.
We're the only thing. We're in the age of grace.
They don't even thank us.
Yeah.
The word on your thing, because they want you to come to church and say,
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving us from being burned up.
They're deceived by false churches that aren't teaching the truth.
Yeah, they're not. So it wouldn't be for us. People with a
we have to pray God opens up their eyes.
To serve him, come just like now. You know, you might think the body feeling all bad, but God appreciates you being here.
That's right. It's a sacrifice.
That's the way it's going to be. That's how the end said the road's going to be broad. Huh?
Yeah.
And narrow, huh? Narrow is the way.
Narrow
and straight is the path.
I mean, a few people. Don't move down the narrow road.
Yeah.
Oh,
my. Let's tell you right now, it ain't going to be a lot of people going to make it up to hell.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people choose not to.
I'm going to be on a narrow little road.
I want to be on the narrow road.
Yeah.
Yes.
I ain't going to worry, y'all. I appreciate y'all talking to me.
Amen.
Wish you in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those songs are getting